Well, I've actually got another piece of good news, and it's a very appropriate story for our theme this month. Some researchers publishing in Nature have described the factors that make for a successful and sustainable fishery. It's the first study to pull together data from papers and non-governmental organisations to come up with an idea of what's important in making certain fisheries more successful than others. At the moment, around a third of all the world's fisheries are overexploited, but a huge number of people rely on fish as their main source of protein, particularly in the developing world. How to extract enough fish to make a fishery economically viable, whilst at the same time not overexploiting it, is a big challenge. Nicholas Gutierrez and his colleagues from the University of Washington in Seattle looked at 130 co-managed fisheries, which means that they're cooperatively managed by communities, managers, and scientists spread around the world. They looked at what combinations of certain attributes made the fisheries successful or not. These attributes were things like if there was a strong social cohesion in the community managing the fishery, if there were protected areas nearby, what type of fishery it was, the strength of the leadership behind the management of the fishery, and so on. The attributes were then correlated with the success score of the fishery, which was calculated by looking at factors like catch abundance and social and economic impact of each fishery. What they found was that the most important attribute for the success of a fishery was strong management leadership, followed by the presence of catch quotas, then the level of community cohesion and having protected areas. Unsurprisingly, they also found that a fishery was more likely to be successful if it had eight or more of these positive attributes. So the study offers real hope for the sustainable future of fisheries, which, with the growing human population, is a very good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this kind of study is all very well to say, well, that's what's going on now. But the really important thing that we can use this for is to say, OK, well, what do we do in the future? How do we, you know, some of those things is a bit hard to achieve, perhaps, but we can, you know, really focus in on, you know, promoting leadership and things like that and encourage more fisheries to be sustainable.
Well, precisely. I mean, they found that some attributes to the fisheries were less important than others. So particular ways of organising them and the management strategies behind them were found to not really correlate with a successful fishery as much as the community cohesion, which I suppose makes sense, because if you're in a community that manages a particular fishery and you get most of your economic value from fishing there, and as a community you're very cohesive, you're more likely to do it sustainably and think about your neighbours and the positive way of doing it. Well, you can find out more about that story and our others from this month's show at thenakedscientist.com/oceans.
From seagrass to sunfish, dugongs to diatoms, this is Naked Oceans.